We'd like to say we appreciate song service this morning. Appreciate you being here in the service. Just trust and pray that you'd pray for us for just a minute. Whitney said she's having throat trouble. I'm mine's cutting out, so you'll have to pray. If you don't read with us this morning, I'm going to read some out of the book of Acts. I'm going to read some out of the first and the second chapter of the book of Acts. Appreciate you being here today. We do need your prayers. I don't normally preach back to back. Couldn't tell you the last time I preached at sunrise service. Been a while. So you pray for us. This very familiar scripture I'm going to read in your hearing. Those of you that was at sunrise service, you may hear some of the same thing. And you may not. Very, very familiar scripture. First chapter, we're going to start with the first verse. The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? He said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or season or the season which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven." Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. When they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together were about 120. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. I'm going to drop down to the second chapter, the first verse. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, "Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes, the Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and Cappadocia, and Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, in Egypt, in the parts of Libya, about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God." They were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, "What meaneth this?" Others, mocking, said, "These men are full of new wine." But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, "You men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, Be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, baby, correctly reading, you can read on and in the midst of this, but there's more in here than I'll ever get around to this morning. I realize that and I know that, but we'll do the best we can with what we've got. There's we made mention this morning, and we celebrate today as Easter. And this is what we celebrate. We celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the Bible says here in the first chapter, the book of Acts, it says that he was in the midst of his disciples and others, and he had been around for about 40 days. Now, this was after his resurrection. I preached this morning. I'll give you just a little bit of what I preached on, and then I'll try to move on this morning. I do need your help. I'd like to get to where we feel like that the Lord would have us to be. So you just pray for us for just a minute. I need your help. I really do. We made mention this morning about the resurrection, and that how the men, chief priests mainly, and the Jews done their best to keep the resurrection from happening. They done everything in their power to stop the resurrection. You know the scripture. I'll not get into all that, but I got to lay a little bit of foundation for where we're headed. You know, these people today, and you might think that we're off the wall, but if you're a Christian, I mean born again Christian, brethren, then you must believe in the resurrection. Must believe in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was a life-changing event. It was a world-changing event. It was that, my friend, that was coming, and it was going to happen. No matter what men tried to do. And even today, brethren, you can block it out. You can push it aside, and you can deny it. But brethren, it does not change the fact that he arose on the third day. Glory! And he did. He come out of the grave. And brethren, he come out that me and you might have life and might have it more abundantly.
He died for me and you, but brethren, he raised that we might be partakers with him. There's things, brethren, that'll change you in this life, but there's nothing that'll change your life like the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. It'll change you. It'll make something different out of you. Brethren, it'll let you know that you are one of his. Yes, it will. There's no other way. There's no other way. There's nothing, my friend, that me and you can do. There's nothing that you can do as an individual that'll get you into heaven except believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Bible says here, I read it to you. He said, and whosoever shall call upon the name of Jesus shall be saved. Shall be saved. Listen, folks, this had never happened in the past. They didn't live in a day where, my friend, that Jesus would save their soul. They didn't live it. They didn't have it. It took his death and it took his resurrection, brethren, that we might have the Holy Ghost. He told his own disciples, he said, I go away. He said, if I go away, he said, I pray the Father that he sends you a comforter. And folks, that comforter is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach it to you. I believe it, my friend, and God's word will back it up. I don't have to have any other backing. You don't either. These people today, we're living in a time, my friend, that you can find about any version of religion that you want. Any. You can join up with people, my friend, that thinks just like you do. Yes, you can. You can join up with people, my friend, that'll take the word of God and twist it, my friend, into believing that everything that's going on in this world is okay. But it's not. Why? Why would I preach, my friend, that it's not? Because the Lord Jesus Christ died for all sinners, but brethren, you've got to cry upon him or you'll die a sinner today. He'll save any sinner. He'll save under any condition. I believe his word will teach that. But the truth of it is, you've got to become godly sorrow of your sins. You've got to see yourself for just exactly who you are. And if you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, that puts you in the sinner category. It puts you in the lost category. Now, I'm going to say this, and it might not be something that you hear a lot about, but I want you to know that a lost man, it's not bad to be lost, but it is bad to know that you're lost and to stay there. There's something. There's been a way made, and Jesus Christ made it. He took this in the book of Acts. I could have read you several chapters, My friend, even in other of the four Gospels, my friend, about how that Jesus rose from the grave is very important. It's life changing. It's life changing to you that you believe in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus told his disciples here, he said, you do not depart from Jerusalem. Stay here. What? Until you be endued with power from on high. I don't know where you believe in the Holy Ghost or not, but brethren, without it, you're not one of his. It's an identifier. Yes, it is. You say, preacher, I don't want to be one of them holy rollers. Well, the truth of it is, you get born again, you'll become one. Yes, you will. You might not get out of the way. You might not be one of them that shouts, and you might not be one of them that gets excited, but I'll promise you one thing, you'll be one of them that knows that the Holy Ghost is real. You can't deny it. Cannot deny it. There were some things he told his disciples here. They was wondering, Lord, is this the time that you're going to restore the kingdom back to Israel? What did he tell them? He said, it's not for you to know the times nor the seasons. But he said, when the Holy Spirit is come, when you be endued with power from on high, he said, ye shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and the uttermost parts of the world. There's nothing like, my friend, knowing that you've been saved. You know that? There's nothing in this world, brethren, that'll absolutely fill you. Nothing, my friend, that'll satisfy you like the Holy Ghost of God. And it's come. It's come. I read to you, brethren, the Bible said there's 120 in the upper room. Where was they at, preacher? They was at Jerusalem. That's where they was. Peter was there. Andrew was there. Matthew was there. The mother of Jesus was in the 120. Preacher, why did she have to be there? She needed something she did not have. Brethren, it took his death. It took his resurrection. But brethren, it took him going back to the Father before the Holy Ghost would ever be sent. Amen. It took it. The scriptures, the Old Testament scriptures teaches you that. It tells you all about it. There's things I wonder sometimes, I really do, and it ain't on me, but I know some educated people. My friend, but when it comes down to reading the Word of God, they say they can't understand the King James Version. Don't understand the King James Version. I got news for you. You get born again, you'll have no problem with it. Glory. I believe that. You say, preacher, there's a lot of people that don't like that King James Version. Amen. There's a lot of them don't. But I'll promise you one thing. You want to know something about God? Get you one. Put your nose in it. See if you won't learn about God. Preacher, you're just trying to push things on us this morning. I'll say this, if you want to call it pushing. My friend, the resurrection is important. It's important to you. This is what we celebrate. It's not just a day, my friend, that we dress up and we've got some that looks pretty good this morning. We've got some that's dressed up pretty good. They look like a good specimen. But I've got news for you. That ain't what Easter is. Easter is the fact that Jesus Christ come out of the grave. Amen. Yeah. Terry said something this morning. I'll mess it up too, but I'll say close to what she said. Not verbatim, but according to the Hebrew calendar and our calendar is what I'm going to say. She said something else, somebody's calendar. But anyway, the natural calendar that everything's kept up with, the Hebrew calendar and our calendar, my friend, is at the closest point to the original resurrection. Is that not what you said? That's my understanding of what you said. It's close today. Today, within a few hours, I guess is what she said. Brethren, they've figured out that this today. Now, I don't know if that does anything for you or not, but I'll promise you one thing. I believe in a resurrection, and it's good to know, my friend, that we're worshiping it in a close time era. Amen. There's nothing, not anything, brethren, that's in this world that will change your life like Jesus Christ. We believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, Him crucified, a resurrected Savior. Brethren, you don't believe that, you are a heathen. Amen. In need of salvation. Preacher, you gonna run everybody off that's here today. The truth of it is, if the resurrection runs you off, my friend, there's no hope for you. According to the Word of God. It's everything, Robert. It's what we believe in. Brethren, it's the very foundation, thank God, of what makes us the child of God. Yes, it is. You can't have it without a resurrection, my friend. You think they done, I made mention of this, there's more, I'm going to say it again, don't matter. My friend Joseph, the Bible says, and it says in more than one place, Joseph put his body in his own new tomb. His tomb, one he had carved out for him. And the Bible says Joseph put a stone over the mouth of it. And the chief priest and all them went to Pilate and said, Sir, we remember that this deceiver said in 3 days he is coming out of that grave. They heard it. They knowed it. I believe they had read about it in the Word of God. He said, we need to seal it. We need to put some guards over there. that this thing might not happen, Robert. Listen to me. You say, preacher, you need to get excited about this. I want you to know they could not stop it. Hallelujah, he is coming. He's coming out of that grave. It didn't matter how good they sealed it. Bible said they sealed it and they put soldiers over her. Yes, sir. But brethren, on that third day, that stone rolled away. Glory! 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 Hallelujah! He come out of her, Daniel! His body wasn't in there. Preacher, you really believe in a resurrection. You better believe I do. I know what it's made me. I do. I know what it's made me. Preacher, you got to get into this new society. I got news for you. If they're going without the resurrection, they ain't going with me. I ain't going with them. I ain't going to get on the bus with them. No, sir. Preacher, I know a lot of good people. My friend, this world is full of good-hearted people that's going to die and bust hell wide open. Brethren, because they will not believe in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And our hope, what they sang, our hope is in what? Jesus. Jesus. Brethren, Jesus this morning. If you ain't heard it, if you ain't got a hold of it, brethren, if Jesus ain't in your heart, brethren, there's no hope for you. Preacher, you need to preach that. It's because of the resurrection I can.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir. You ain't here by haphazard way. No, you're not. Preacher, you need to simmer down a little bit. I would to God, my friend, that you'd get excited about what He has done for you. Yes, sir, as an individual. It's not His will that any perish, but that all should come to repentance. Yes, sir. Maybe you backed up on God. I got news for you. You need to get up out of your backward, back going, my friend, and go forward. Repent. Let God bless you on your journey. Yes. Can I tell you something? If you've been born again, you don't mix with this world. You don't belong to the world. All your problems comes from the world.
Yeah. Amen.
I can preach that.
Amen.
You say, preacher, Jesus don't deliver me out of my trouble. He didn't put you there.
No, He didn't.
Number one. But I'll say this. You get your heart right with God. See if He won't get you out of that situation.
Amen.
He'll do it. Don't matter if you did put yourself there. He'll do it. He'll get you out. Won't He, Daniel? Glory. He will. Thank God. You know why He can? Thank God, because He arose. Hallelujah. He arose. He arose. Hallelujah. He arose. We get to sing that song around Easter, about the only time we ever sang it. Didn't even sing it today. I ain't getting on to you. I'm just, he arose. He arose. Hallelujah. Christ arose. You don't think it done Mary and Mary Magdalene? Do you know that Mary Magdalene was a woman that was full of the devil? Possessed. Yes, she was. She was. But brethren, Jesus got rid of her possessors.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You don't think God will hear you? Mary Magdalene, my friend, had all them evil spirits. And brethren, Jesus saved her.
Amen.
As much as salvation he could give. Yes, sir. Salvation didn't come till he arose.
Yeah.
I read it to you. That was the day of Pentecost. What in the world was Pentecost? My friend, it was 50 days after his resurrection. That's what it was. You know what it was? 50 days after his resurrection. Preacher, what does that mean? That's when the Holy Ghost came. He told them, tarry till you be endued with power from on high.
Amen.
Folks, I'm not the only one that believes this. But I'm going to be honest with you. You cannot have no power without the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Preacher, you're preaching too much. I want you to know there's a resurrection. There's a resurrection. He come out of that grave. His body still ain't there. I told them this morning, and I'll tell you, they got a song out. Says he left it just like he found it. Empty. Thank God, empty. He didn't need it. Glory, hallelujah. Because he arose, thank God we can be put right with God.
Amen.
Through the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the comforter.
Amen.
That's what comforts you.
Bless him, Lord.
How many of you get in your closet?
Bless him, Lord.
I ain't talking about your natural closet.
Bless him, Lord.
And that word of God ain't talking about a natural closet either.
Amen.
But brethren, it's talking about getting in a place to where ain't nobody, where you're in tune with you and him.
Amen.
Yes, sir. It can be riding down the road. I guess a lot of mine comes on the road. I might be running down I-20, but I tell you, I'm probably over yonder somewhere.
Yeah.
Honestly. Honestly. And yes, I have. I've missed my turn. Because why, preacher, I was over yonder. Believe it or not, I was in my closet.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I like my closet time.
Yeah.
I really do. Did you know that Peter, you can read about Peter all through the New Testament. Peter never did stand up until the day of Pentecost. And when he stood, brethren, there's things come out of his mouth he didn't even realize he knowed. Why is that? Because of the Holy Ghost. How is it? They even asked the question, how is it that we hear them in our own language, our own tongues? Every man. It said every man. I read it to you. There's about 8 or 10 different languages there. Yes, sir. Preacher, how's that possible? It ain't possible with man, but brethren, it's possible with the Holy Ghost. You're in trouble when you go against the Holy Ghost. That Spirit of God gets talking to you, you need to listen. You need to open up your heart. Preacher, you're just too old fogey. I want you to know something. I can honestly and faithfully tell you that my Lord ain't never failed me. No, sir. Today, as far as our family, we celebrate a day, my friend, we lost one of ours. Worst day, if you won't call anything work to me. Worst day. The date. You say, preacher, how can you say that Jesus has never failed you? My friend, he pulled me through it.
Yeah.
He is with me.
Amen.
I can honestly tell you, brethren, He is just as sure as sat down beside of me.
Amen.
And he carried me.
Amen.
Yes, he did.
Amen.
He carried me.
Amen.
I don't understand all about life. I don't understand why everything happens like it does. But I'm going to tell you something. I understand this. If your heart is not right with him, brethren, it will not ever be right if you leave this world in that condition.
Amen.
There ain't no getting right after a while. There ain't nobody in that grave, my friend, gonna repent. Sad, sad, sad. These things, it's sad. My mother had a brother that got killed in a car accident. Early 60s, 60, 61, somewhere in that neighborhood. And I never heard her talk about her brothers and sisters, but what she didn't bring it up.
Yes.
His name was Doyle, and she said, and Doyle didn't make it. It affects us.
Amen, it does.
Part of us. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. There's something deeper than just our feelings for one another. Yes, they are. There's things, my friend, and it does not matter this morning. Carrie made mention of them two young men. Young, tragic. Tragic. Hadn't been that long ago, some of you had made mention, my friend, about one of your friends that got killed on four-wheeler. I didn't know who you was talking about. But I got curious and I got to looking and I read the old bits.
Yes,
And did you know that young man? I personally knowed him. Knowed him. Talked to him. Yeah. Every time he'd come down to plant. Yeah. I wouldn't have knowed him from Adam. But we got in some discussions. Yeah. I told him, I said, I've been up Mountain View. I know them Chatsworth folks. We got to talking, we knowed a lot of them. He knowed a lot of them. How sad. And I got to looking in the old bits around that time, and they not just there. I looked all around, and I run across four. There's three more just like him in their early 20s. Sad. Sad. That a life be took out that soon, and that's quick. But listen, folks, that ain't the saddest part. The saddest part is if they did not have the Lord.
Amen.
And I'm going to be honest with you.
Amen.
When God deals with your heart, you will know it.
Amen.
Don't ignore it. Don't push it aside. Don't set it off. You say, preacher, you've talked about the resurrection and what have you. I want you to know we believe in a resurrection. We believe that Jesus Christ was raised the third day. I wasn't there. I wasn't even thought of when that happened. But brethren, that book, did you know it's our faith that overcomes this world? It's our faith. Brethren, and it's our faith that separates us from this world.
Yeah.
It ain't all about me.
Bless you.
It ain't all about you. When God made man, folks, he breathed into his nostrils and man became what? A living soul.
Amen.
A living soul. Bless folks. There's something about you that belongs to God. Doesn't matter where you've been saved or lost, it belongs to God.
Amen.
And that part, the truth of it is, that part, that's what gets mourned again.
Amen. Amen.
Because it will spend eternity somewhere. Heaven. Or hell, as we say, which is the lake of fire.
Yes,
bless him,
Lord.
Final. You go in one or two places. There ain't but two.
That's
what that word teaches.
Yeah.
Ain't but two. You can do what you want to. Most of us do.
Yeah. Bless him, Lord.
I make the statement a lot of times. I'm fixing to bring my remarks to a close, but I'm going to tell you something. If you're here this morning, maybe you've been took to church when you was younger. Maybe you got to the age that you didn't have to go anymore.
Lord.
I'm going to tell you something. There's some things set in that heart that will change you.
Amen.
Yeah.
And every now and again, you know what's going to happen? Every now and again, it's just going to pop up.
Yeah.
Your daddy ain't going to have to tell you. Your mama ain't going to have to tell you. Your brother, sister ain't going to have to tell you. But you gonna know.
Amen.
In your heart. Now I'm just this way, and I'm just gonna be this plain. I believe God deals with people just exactly how he dealt with me. And brethren, that's with his spirit. And when his spirit speaks, you know it. You may not can put your finger on what to do. I didn't even know how to be saved. I didn't know what it was to be saved. I didn't know, my friend, what you had to say to get saved. But I can tell you what I did know. My heart was tore all to pieces.
Amen.
I knowed without a doubt if I died in that condition, I'd split hell wide open. That's what I knowed. And the truth of it is, they said that Jesus could fix that. Can I tell you something? He's the only one who can.
Amen.
You can't fix it. You can't live good enough. You can't live clean enough. No, sir. Why, preacher? Because Jesus Christ came, bled, died, and rose again for mine and your sins.
Amen.
Transgression. We wouldn't have a hope. Our hope is in Jesus.
Amen.
We wouldn't have one. We wouldn't have one, folks. If he is still, laying in that grave over yonder. And you can call. I don't really care this morning. You can call any kind of religion you want to. There's a lot of them, my friend, dead and buried.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of them, my friend, that they've got their images sitting around here and yonder. And I don't care how many times you do that. It's all good. I got news for you. It's whether or not he's in here.
Amen.
It's whether or not you know him. Preacher, I wouldn't do all that. I got news for you. I'm not ashamed, thank God, to tell you Jesus Christ saved my soul.
Amen.
A resurrected Savior. He ain't dead no more. He ain't the God of the dead no way. Said he wouldn't. He's the dead of the living. Come and get a verse of a song. There's nothing. Preacher, you're just trying to push resurrection on me. I'm trying to preach to you and tell you we believe in the resurrection.
Amen.
Of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you'll go to the 6th chapter of the book of Romans, you'll find out real quick, my friend, whether or not you've been buried with him, crucified with him, and raised with him. It'll tell you. You don't have to know the Word of God verbatim, word for word, to make it to heaven. Now I'm going to rephrase that. You can know the Word of God from lid to lid, my friend, and still not go to heaven. You have to have that personal relationship. What are you talking about, preacher? You've got to have that Holy Ghost living within you. Why would I preach such a message? I want you to know that on the day of Pentecost, you tell me what come down. I read it to you. Bible said that it come down like a mighty rushing wind. And it filled the house. That ain't all it filled. It sat upon each one of them as cloven tongues of fire.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And when they began to speak, my friend, they spoke because of the Holy Ghost.
And I'm going to tell you something. That Holy Ghost, my friend, will judge you. And I'm going to tell you something else. And that ain't after a while. It'll judge you right now. I'd hate to know that I was on trial and I was found guilty. Wouldn't you? I'd hate to know that I was in a courtroom and I was on trial and I was found guilty. But the truth of it is, this is the real truth now. You have to realize that you are guilty before the Spirit of God will ever do you any good.
Amen. Amen.
He told them, he said, you don't depart from Jerusalem. You stay right here until you be endued with power from on high. Folks, there's something fixing to change their life.
Yeah.
It is 2026. It's April what? 5th?
Yeah.
That's right. April 5th,
yeah.
2026. It still takes the Holy Ghost for you to be put right with God. Without it, you're outside. Without it, you are separated. Preacher, a loving God won't do that. A loving God will give you that opportunity. You know, you ought to be thankful that you're not a robot.
Yeah.
He can't make you get saved.
Bless him, Lord.
No, sir. But what he will do is present himself and present himself. And there could be the time, my friend, that he withdraws.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Withdraws. Have you ever been around somebody, my friend? I got an altar one night, and it was an older gentleman.
Bless him, Lord.
I'd known him a long time. He'd been his church member. Mm-hmm. Church member. But he got to the place, Jeff, that he couldn't remember being saved. And it's pitiful. It's pitiful. And he'd get down and pray, Robert, and I'm not talking to you. You didn't have to be listening, my friend. You was going to hear what he had to pray. And his prayer was, God, deal with me. Lord, deal with me. Wouldn't that be awful? Preacher, I don't want him dealing with me. Yes, you do.
Amen.
Yes, you do. You need him.
Amen.
You need him today more than ever.
Amen.
I'm glad. I'm glad we're celebrating resurrection. It's what Easter is. That's who we say we are. Thank God. I'm glad. I'm glad I'm one of them. I'm glad I'm one of them. The real truth of it is that you can be one of them. Yes, you can. If you're not, you can be one of them. The opportunity is open.
Amen.
The door is open. He said, whosoever will, let him come. Take of the water of life freely. You can do what you want to with what I preached to you today. And you probably will. But my prayer is going to be that the Holy Ghost get a hold of you. Preacher, I wouldn't pray that prayer. I'm going to pray it. That the Holy Ghost get a hold of you. Let it go home with you. It goes home with you, Rick. There's gonna be some trouble.
Amen.
They're gonna be troubled. You can push me off. You can push everything I said off. But I'll guarantee you that Holy Spirit will keep reminding you.
Amen.
And reminding you. And reminding you that you're not one of His.
Amen.
That's sad. Living in this day and this time, that's sad. It's pitiful. But the door is open. And He said, whosoever will, let him come. Him that is athirst, come. The bride said, come. Whosoever will, let him come. And what? Take of the water of life freely. You could not do that without the resurrection.
Amen.
It'd be impossible. Let us stand.